Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. In Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Pardon me. Family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic, service, family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House Daily Reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 364, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day. In chronological order. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single true story, and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history, in the present, and in the future. Glory be to God. Today we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 through 37. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, I pray, we pray, Lord, in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for your love, grace, mercy, long-suffering, and loving-kindness towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions, many, and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon all of us. And Lord, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual blessings, family and life blessings, financial and material blessings, mental and physical blessings, protection and provision blessings. And Holy Father God, for Jesus Christ's sake, continue to have mercy and grace upon such wretched people as we are, and please, as your children, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. Crush and crucify afresh and anew this morning our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. throughout this day. Help us to keep our hearts and minds stayed upon you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias that are still at work in the world and in the lives of people here and out there. Lord, I pray that you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our family and all other Christian families that name the name of Christ, and our ministry and all other churches and ministries around the world. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. Cast out, Lord, the demonic sins that come from these demonic spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Sins of treachery, sins of sabotage, sins of hindrance and betrayal and distraction. Pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, and witchcraft. And Lord, drive those demonic spirits and attitudes, Lord, away from us. Give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil throughout this day and throughout these services. And Lord, I do pray that you would deliver each and every one of us from temptation, evil, and sin. Throughout this day, grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, and to do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Let your will be done, not ours. And Lord, we pray that you will help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, heal those who are sick, comfort those who are grieving around the world, in this country, in our communities, in our churches, in our families, and in our own lives. Holy Father God, I cast all of my cares and burdens upon you. Help everybody else to do the same. Lord, I pray that you deliver us today from all distress and afflictions and cares and worries and anxieties, troubles, problems and fears, from our hearts and minds, souls and spirits. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, I pray that you would deliver us today from all, if we are doing right by you and our hearts are right with you, our sins are confessed and repented of. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. Deliver us also from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems for some students. And then, Lord, deliver millions from housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis due to the coronavirus plague, especially your people. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would bless and protect our family and all other families that name the name of Christ from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil. And from the demons of hell and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Cover us and cleanse us through the blood of Christ and make us to be whiter than snow on the inside. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. Place, Lord, upon us today the whole arm of God. And Lord, grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to preach your holy gospel and to preach your holy word and to teach your holy word throughout this morning. Save those who are lost, revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name I do pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure, my dear friends, to read in your hearing, thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible, at 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 19 through 37. And then said the king to Ittai the Gittite, wherefore goest thou also with us? Return to thy place and abide with the king, for thou art a stranger and also an exile. Whereas thou camest but yesterday, should I this day make thee go up and down with us? Seeing I go whither I may, return thou and take back thy brethren. Mercy and truth be with thee. And Ittai answered the king and said, as the Lord liveth, and as my lord the king liveth, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether, or rather, whether in death or life, even there also will thy servant be. And David said to Ittai, go and pass over. And Ittai the Gittite passed over, and all his men and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all of the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you. Ahai Maaz, thy son, and Jonathan, the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness until there come word from you to certify me. Zadok, therefore, and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that was with him covered every man his head. And they went up weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass that when David was come to the top of the mount where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the Archite came to meet him with his coat rent and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, If thou passest on with me, then thou shalt be a burden unto me. But if thou return to the city and say unto Absalom, I will be thy servant, O king, as I have been to thy father's, as I have been thy father's servant hitherto, so will I now also be thy servant. Then mayest thou for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And hast thou not there with thee Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Pardon me. Therefore it shall be that what things soever thou shalt hear out of the king's house, thou shalt tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz, Zadok's son, and Jonathan, Abiathar's son, and by them ye shall send unto me everything that ye can hear. So Hushai, David's friend, came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you so much for the power of your holy word. Help us to learn the lessons and the principles, mainly in this entire saga and story, true story, to obey your holy word at all points of our lives, so as not to bring chastisement and rebuke upon us. In Jesus Christ's name I do pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.